So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, oh, you wrapped in a cloth. قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Stand up the entire night in tahajjud salah, except for a short while. Short while you must take a rest. For us is opposite. Sleep whole night, wake up for short while. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hukam was, stand up whole night. Stand up the whole night, except for a short while, take a rest. This is why Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would read tahajjud salah, entire night would go. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would complete his tahajjud salah, and then he would go and he would lie down next to whichever Ummul Mu'mineen's turn it was. And then he would engage in conversation with that Ummul Mu'mineen. So the Mufassirin, they explain that what was the reason for this? Why Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would engage in conversation? Because Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to reach such a spiritual height in that tahajjud salah that he would talk to the Ummatul Mu'mineen to normalize himself, neutralize himself before coming out in front of the people. So he would engage in conversation with the Ummatul Mu'mineen, and thereafter as Bilal radiallahu anhu would come and knock, say that with namaz time, giving azan for fajr. So Bilal radiallahu anhu used to go and knock on the door of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read his sunnats at home. When all the sahaba radiallahu anhu were gathered, then Bilal radiallahu anhu would come and knock again, tell Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, everybody is here, come read this, perform the salah. And Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would come out and go to the musalla, and then Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala would give out the iqama. So قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. That was the first hukam. Then نِصْفَهُ أَوِنْقُسْ مِنْهُ قَلِيلًا. Stand in salah for half the night or slightly less. Make it one third of the night. O zid alay, or increase upon half. Make it two thirds the night. Whatever, however you want to do it. This is why Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they said that you could, in Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life, at times Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would spend the first portion of the night in ibadat, first half of the night. At times, that time he would rest, and the second half of the night he would spend in ibadat. Sometimes whole night he is in ibadat. Sometimes three quarter of the night he is in ibadat. But big portion of the night used to be spent in ibadat. Major portion of the night. وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ tartila, and recite the Quran Sharif with tartil. Tartil is the Quran Sharif is read in qirat, you know, slow qirat, like that. That is tartil. And clearly, distinctly, every letter, every... So how much of barakat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had in his time? Because he used to read paras and paras and paras in one rakat. One rakat he would read, paras and paras. There's so many riwayat, some sahaba, he said, I thought now I'll go stand with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm standing, paras are going, I'm thinking, okay, he'll stop in the end of that surah. He started next surah, okay, he'll stop in next surah, another surah. But then how much of barakat they had in time to be able to read so much. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna sanulqi alayka qawlan thaqeela. That shortly we are going to cast a very, very weighty word upon you. The Quran Sharif is going to come upon you. So prepare yourself. This is the preparation, the tahajjud salah, the turning to Allah. That is all the preparation. Inna nashi'ata al-layli hiya ashaddu wat'aw wa aqwa muqila. And then comes now the you know, the rukhsat for the ummat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I can't go into all the verses, but Allah Pak says now that for a lot of people it will be difficult for them to make ibadat whole night. So for them, at least some portion of the night, some portion of the night, whatever is easy, read some portion. And if you go to Suratul Muddathir, so here in Suratul Muddathir also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, Ya ayyuhal Muddathir, O you wrapped in the blanket, O you wrapped in the shawl, wrapped in the blanket, Qum fa'andhir, that stand up now, stand up among the people and warn them, that if they don't bring iman, this is going to be the consequences in the akhirat. Wa rabbaka fakabbir, announce the greatness of your Rabb. This is the whole maqsad. I'da'i kalimatillah, that the word of Allah must fly high. Sometime the imam sahab is giving the bayan and having the program, but he is doing it, so his name must fly high. Not wa rabbaka fakabbir. There's no ikhlas in it. So always we must remember, whether we're making amar bil ma'ruf, nahi anil munkar, we're engaging in some dini activity, whatever it may be, the maqsad. Qum fa'andhir is the action. Wa rabbaka fakabbir is the ikhlas. That you're doing it for the sake of Allah. You are announcing the greatness of your Rabb, not your greatness, the greatness of Allah. وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَهِرْ, and keep your clothing clean. So clothing clean refers to the heart. The heart must be clean. You must never look down upon anybody else. The heart must always be clean. There mustn't be any wrong intentions in the heart, and the heart must be clean with regards to the person that we're preaching to also. وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَهِرْ وَالرُّجْزَ فَهْجُرْ, stay away from all types of filth. In Arabia it was all their idol worship and whatever. A da'i, a person who is calling towards Allah, and every person needs to be a da'i. If he wants that da'wat to have an effect, then it mustn't be coupled with the filth of guna. Then the da'i, now he's also watching TV and he's also listening music, and then he takes out a little bit of time and if the person is doing it, so he mustn't give up the da'wat, he must give up the gunas. Sometimes the person say, so I've got this gunas, I'll give up the da'wat. No, he must give up the da'wat, give up the guna. Slowly give up the gunas, then the da'wat will have a good effect. But if you give up the da'wat, then what Hazrat always says, throw the bug away, don't throw the blanket. There's a bug on the blanket, throw the bug. Get rid of the bug, don't throw the blanket. The container is dirty, get rid of the dirt from the container, don't throw the container away, then what you gonna fill in if you don't have the container? So وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَهِرْ وَالرُّجْزَ فَهْجُرْ وَلَا تَمْنُنْ تَسْتَكْثِرْ, and do not give anything to others with the intention of receiving something from them. If a person is doing a good turn, he's teaching or he's doing whatever, but he got intention that now, no, these people now, they will do this for me and they will do that for me. Only if they're doing this for me and that for me, then I'll carry on. So that is incorrect. وَلِرَبِّكَ فَصْبِرْ, and be patient for the sake of your Rabb. In here there was a great lesson, a great sabak, that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you're going to do this, you're going to get a lot of opposition. So when the opposition comes, now you go to make sabr. And this sabak is till the day of Qiyamah. For any person who turns to deen and any person who tries to propagate deen, He must get opposition. If he's not getting opposition, there's something wrong. He's doing something wrong. He must get some opposition. And when the opposition comes, he must make sabr. If he's not getting opposition, he's not doing his work properly. So he has to get some form of opposition. Then in that opposition, he has to make sabr. وَلِرَبِّكَ فَاصْبِرْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand, tawfiq to make amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليه.